Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know what? Tipping is always a good topic here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Cal tipping?
No.
That's a fun topic.
Yeah.
It's tipping. Well, you know, that is. But this is just general tipping. Of course, in restaurants, we know to tip. But how about in hotels? We know that if someone carries your bags for you, you probably should tip them, correct?
Right. Sometimes it's difficult to keep them from picking up those bags, too. No, I got it. Don't bother. I got it.
Oh, okay.
I'll take my bag to my room. Thank you.
But you don't want to tip him, so you want to do it yourself and
well,
put on that little carry thing?
Yeah, it's like I can handle this.
Okay.
I'll be nickel and dimed for something I can do myself.
But if they reach for it, I'm like, go ahead. I pulled up at a hotel in Atlanta, and I told family, I'm like, all right, we're not going to valet. I'm going to let you guys out. And I'm going to go park. We pulled up. It was crowded. It was a busy weekend in Atlanta. And the guy runs out to valet and I just jump out of my car and they start unloading my luggage. And I'm like, tip, 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 tip.
Yeah.
Take it to my room.
All right.
It felt special.
He's like, it's raining money.
Yeah, then I couldn't go out, but
he'd stay in the room the whole time.
Any money after that,
I enjoyed the room all weekend.
Okay,
yeah.
They bring you towels. You want more towels in your room?
That depends. It depends on whether or not they did something wrong first.
Okay.
Like if you're going, hey, there's not as many blankets in our room as there's supposed to be, I'm not tipping them for bringing the correct number of blankets. But if I'm like, hey, we need extra blankets, then I'll tip them.
Okay.
Okay.
How about, let's say, extra pillow? You want an extra pillow?
Yeah, if it's extra, yes.
Okay.
Anything you're ordering extra, I tip for.
Right.
So this is where it gets kind of, I don't know. I just want to say my friend goes to the hotel, okay? He's with his family. His wife clogs up the toilet.
Ooh.
Okay? So then there's no plunger in the restroom area, which I think all hotels should have a plunger.
No, and they don't. Thank God they don't.
Why?
Imagine how many poop would be on those plungers sitting in there.
Well, anyway, he comes, he unclogs the toilet.
Right.
And then he says, I didn't know whether to tip him or
you
not.
You tip him.
Okay.
He just cleaned your poop. You tip the man.
Okay.
Your friend's an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, they're toilets.
Kato, you're going to tip for an extra towel and you won't tip for a guy that unclogs your toilet?
I don't ever ask for anything extra. But I would probably not even be in the room. It'd be me walking by the front desk going, something's wrong with our toilet.
Okay, yeah, that's
we're going out shopping. and then, you know, hey, thanks.
But if you're watching the guy and he's leaving the room, you should tip him. Heidi?
Heidi, when you clog up a toilet in a hotel, do you always tip?
Well, no. Because he's the plumber. That's his job. The girl who's bringing me the extra towels might have had another job. And she's doing me a favor by doing that.
His job is to make sure the plumbing works, not to fix whenever you clogged it. I mean, that's extra for him.
Well, I also mess up towels and mess up the bed, and her job is to make it up. But I always tip the maid per day however long I'm going to be there.
But you're not tipping that guy.
No, because you rarely see him, and his job is specifically to do that, it seems like. I don't know.
Her job specifically to clean rooms, but you tip her.
Yeah, but if she brings me something extra, like
you
soap,
said she
shampoo,
makes the beds and you clean, and
I
that's
tip
her job,
her.
And you tip her.
You
know
I do
what?
Tip her.
If he's unclogging like a second time around, I think you probably
should. Oh, my God, no. At that point, you should take him to dinner.
Check out.
You know what? I know, but a lot of people have kids, and you know how kids are. They use a lot of toilet paper.
And by the way, the plumber's not going to want to go to dinner with you after unclogging your toilet
twice.
That's
true.
Hey, we'll leave my wife here. Yeah. She may have a clog for you when you get back
again.
Well,
you know what? Maybe it'd be good for him to go with you to dinner to
see
why. See
what's going on. Yeah. You need to eat more roughage. Order some cabbage, man.
Okay, so those are the rules. Now you know if he's going to unclog your toilet, you need to tip him, except for Heidi.
Yeah, I think if you make the mess.
Okay.
Because, like, I clean up a hotel room, but I still leave a little tip for the
But if it's already in there, if you walk in and it's...
Then you don't need a tip. That should have been provided clean and neat to you.
Oh, I'm not staying in that room. No.
I know. That would be gross.
You're like, I'm not staying in a room where somebody died.
And they're still here.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.